You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Sheriff, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Happy Labor Day.
Same to you, sir. And you have been laboring for the United States of America for many years, and I have some great news to announce to our listeners and readers is that, and I was hoping that this was going to happen, and I found out about it online, and of course you send out messages about it, that you have decided to run for sheriff again, and that is fantastic news. Can you tell the listeners about how you came to that decision, how it evolved, and who helped you come to that decision, and where you're at right now?
Well, I think you did a great article recently. I believe I said at the time that I may think of it, and I did, because in the last 2 months, I think there was a sign up that said, Joe, one more time, a billboard digital, and it started some interest. And then on my Facebook and Twitter, we got hundreds of thousands of people, including not just social media, in the last 2 months saying that we would like you to run again. And that sort of swayed me. Not only that, I travel around the country, and wherever I go, people recognize me and they come up, say, we're sorry you're gone here in Maricopa County. So regardless of all the critics, especially the fake news media, I think after running 7 times for office, I understand what a gut feeling and a silent majority says. So I talked to my wife, and she agreed. So I don't have a personal family situation, and decided August 25, killed 3 birds with 1 stone. That's my wife's birthday. That's when the president pardoned me, and that's when I announced that I was going to run.
That's terrific, Sheriff. There's so many people out there who were hoping that this was going to happen, and of course were disgusted by what happened, Obama and that administration going after you during the last election that you're involved in. The article that I saw, Sheriff, was in this very popular website, this online news source called the Daily Mail. Of course, that's a UK.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've done a lot of business with those guys.
Yeah, so you're very familiar with them. Have any other mainstream media sources reached out to you about your decision?
Yeah, except Fox, of course. They haven't had me on for a year. That's very interesting, since I've known them for 24 years, all of them. So I don't know what their problem is. I have my gut feeling. But I think I got 16 million viewers a few days. You know, this is recent after I announced. So, whatever, 500,000 Twitters. So at least through social media, I know I have support. Now, I've been on CNN and MCN, you know, all that jazz. They never called me. I have had local media call me. I did not do a press conference. I told everybody I would meet you one-to-one, just like I'm talking to you. So I feel good about it. Sheriff, we got now, I think we all know Soros with his $3 million and Perkins Coie, that law firm. It's very interesting how they intertwine with me and the president and the member of the spy and from England there. Fusion, I can go on and on. So it's amazing how I connect with the president on certain things, and we don't talk to each other about these matters. So there's a lot that went on 2016. And I'm not doing it to get back at anybody. I'm just doing this to support the people here in this county and Arizona and national. And I just can't seem to get my background out, which is very pertinent to what's going on now. When you worked in Turkey and Mexico, South America, I can go on and on. Those countries are hot right now, what's going on. And of course, I was head of the federal drug enforcement in all those areas. So we're being flooded with drugs coming across the border. I like to think that when we used to grab all these guys, I was doing a favor for the whole country, because most of it was coming through Maricopa County into other areas. The drugs that are killing our young people, then I get into the illegal immigration, which I started in 2006. Did pretty good, regardless of what bias federal judge said in the Obama administration. So I was convicted of a misdemeanor, which is almost the same as a barking dog. I won't get into all the bias by these judges. But now I have a lot of big media calling me a convicted felon. I'm not a convicted felon, so I'm fighting back. I'm suing Cuomo, CNN, Rolling Stone, Huffington Post, New York Times, and another 2 big press just this week call me a convicted felon. Closer to home, And so I'm going to have my lawyer look into that. I don't like suing the media. I've worked closely with the media my whole career. But you have to make a stand. This is going to be ridiculous over some little court misdemeanor, and they try to destroy me, calling me a felon. And that I don't like. And one of the reasons I don't like it, these newspapers and TV seem to copy what others say. And they ought to do some research and not throw these allegations out, especially me, whenever they do a negative about me, which is 80% of the time, which is okay. Hey, I'm not worried about it. I'm here to fight. Some people say you're doing this to get your name in the paper. Come on. I get my name in the paper every day. Been doing it since I retired. They go after me. So I'm not worried about it. I'm going to tell everybody out there, which I did when I ran, I'm not taking any prisoners. I'm doing this to win. Whatever it takes, I'm going to win this election. And as I said, the current sheriff is doing nothing. No drug traffic, no illegal immigration. And I'm not going to get into all his problems. But being where I've been as the honorary chairman for four people running for president, I kind of know how it works. And I also know that usually an elected person gets a six-month honeymoon. This sheriff has 3 years. Nobody will touch him in the media. They don't look into what he's doing. And I hear by some reporters they don't want to badmouth him because it will make me look good. I mean, this is ridiculous. How can someone be the sheriff for 3 years and he hides and nobody will even look at what he is doing? So, you know, I hate to keep badmouthing the media, but that's important too when the media keeps going after me. But I don't care. I'm in it to win. Make Maricopa County safe again. I was with the president from day one, July 2015. I will be with him to the end. And one reason that a side issue, I believe by running, I can help him too, because we're going to have a tough race in Arizona, tough Senate race. And so we have to get this state, keep it in the Republican side.
It's so obvious that here's a guy who beat you only because of what the Obama administration and the garbage media did to you.
Don't forget the federal judges.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. I consider that a part of the Obama administration. Now, they all worked in lockstep to hurt you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And to hurt the country. So this guy's been in there since New Year's Day 2017. No one said anything about it. As a matter of fact, you don't even hear anything about the guy. The biggest sheriff's office, right? I think by, you told me
there
last time, I think
by
land, right, in the country, by land. And you don't hear a peep about it. Did you?
Population, almost 5 million.
Did you know this Paul Penzone? Because he was a sergeant in the Phoenix Police Department.
Yeah, he was a public information guy for the Phoenix Police. Hey, I'm not going to insult you. But you could have won. Anybody could have won because they were all after me, pumped in the millions of dollars. And the courts said they're going to charge me right with the early voting and then the bias judge. I can go on and on. But you know what? I'm still proud of the fact that I still got by, I think it was 560,000 votes. So even though I lost by around 10%, they had people, the mayor of L.A., importing people to go after me, marching down the streets. The mayor of L.A., he's still there, wearing shirts saying, arrest Arpaio. Come on. Why does he worry about his city? I can't get any of the media to talk about it when I tell them that the mayor, their mayor in California, L.A., came down here, and everybody keeps that quiet. Now they want to worry about their sanctuary city in L.A. That's why they came down here. We have a sanctuary county now when you look at nothing's been done by the sheriff. So you can see the fix is in. I'm a fighter. And then they throw my age out there. It's not Joe Arpaio Jr. or Sr. like the media always reports. Joe Arpaio, 87. Every time they mention my name, they throw the age in. I'm not worried about my age. I've been working when I retire for 2 years, 14 hours a day. So they want to hit me on the age, let them hit it. I got some challenges. Hey, I love challenges. And I'm going to do this for the people of this county. A lot of them want my programs. This guy took away my tents, chain gangs, everything. If my name is there, all my policies, and I can go down a list. Then they hit me with $100 million. You've been paying and all that crap. I've been sheriff 24 years. I would presume that you get sued sometimes. Of course, the county always cops out. kids sued me for $8 million because I arrested them for killing 26 dogs. And then the prosecutor did not prosecute. And then they sued me, went to federal court. When I can get before a jury, I always win. It took an hour, grew in my favor. I say that because in the civil trial, that biased judge, ACLU, who, by the way, their law firm is the judge's brother-in-law, the same law firm. I keep going on and on. But money an issue, so no jury trial was required. They knew it wasn't about money. And in the criminal thing, they wouldn't even give me a jury trial. So they know when I go to court, I usually testify in a federal court, usually win 9 out of 10. So they play the little justice game, too, or injustice. So you can see the big stacked deck. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm sure they don't want me back. I'm the last guy they would want back. So I'm going back. I'm going to continue my illegal immigration fight within the parameters of the Constitution, and I'm going to keep fighting the drug traffic. I'm going to put up the tent city that this guy, because George Soros said, he took down the tents right away. They're going back up. I'm going back, and all my great programs are coming back. So maybe I can say I went into retirement for 3-4 years, and I'm coming out of retirement. And when they blast me for that, I remember Jordan, the ball player. He came back. Rocky Balboa, that great movie, that fighter came back. So what's wrong with me coming back? And I am coming back, and I'm going to keep fighting, and I'm not surrendering. And all those Republican people I endorse, many of them high-level people, I'm not asking for their endorsement. I never ask for endorsements. Even today, people are asking for my endorsement. I go to the people. They're the ones that endorse me by voting. But I don't know what they're going to say. I don't care. I've been going around the nation talking to the Republican Party. It's funny, they invite me everywhere in the nation, and yet they don't invite me in Arizona to talk. That's okay. I'll go to the people.
Sheriff, has President Trump sent anything to you after your announcement?
I'm not going to talk about that. I did meet with him privately in a hotel room here in Phoenix about 4 or 5 months ago, just he and I. And everybody says, and you would ask too, what did you say? I'm not the type of guy like other politicians come out after they meet with the president and they start yapping and talking and bragging. I'm not going to tell anybody what the conversation with me and the president was. I was with him from day one. I'll be with him to the end. Never will I turn on him like some of the recent people have done with no guts and turning on a president, call him a nutcase. That's disgusting. If you don't like the president, think of the office of the president. Why are you calling our president these bad words when the whole world? President, he's tough. He knows how to handle it. But there's no such thing anymore in politics as loyalty. Everybody thinks for themselves, whether they're Republicans or not. All they worry about is getting elected, and they flip-flop. All at once, they love the president, which is good. I like that. But if his polls are like 40% instead of 80 or 90 in the Republican side, they're going to join forces, which is good. I like that. But as a guy that grew up in the old days, shaking hands, you can shake hands, and that's your bond. You don't see that anymore. And if they don't like working for the president, they ought to get lost, get out of there. There's such a thing in private business as a CEO, the head of a business organization. If the COO doesn't like his employee, he gets rid of him. He doesn't want disloyal people working for him in business. Same thing with the president. He's your boss. Like I say, you do what he tells you to do. And if they don't like it, go somewhere else. But they don't have to keep leaking everything the poor guy does when he goes to the toilet. They leak it to certain news media. That's not right. We all should stick together, including the Democrats, and try to get something done. Democrats, all they care about is going after the president. They don't care about nothing. They're going after me. Naylor, whatever his name was, has 23 Democrats gone to court now to get my pardon dismissed. They know it won't be done, but anything they can do to make me look bad, they're going to do it. But I got news for him. The only thing they have ever got on this sheriff was that he works too hard when he's doing his job, and it gets me in trouble sometimes. It can't get me on nothing else. I haven't done nothing else. I'm going to Chicago this month. I was invited to speak. I'm going there to speak right smack in the midst of the black problems they have. I'm not going in a high-class area of Chicago. I want to go right smack in the middle of the murderers and everything else. And that's what I'm going to do here. I'm going to hit the Hispanic neighborhoods. I'm going to hit the black neighborhoods. I'm going to try to get their support, try to talk to them and tell them what my side is. Mother, father came from Italy. I don't like talking about it, but I think it's time because they call me a racist. I've got two grandkids, one black and one Mexican. And my son is married to a Hispanic. And I worked overseas in Mexico and all Central America and covered that border for 38 years as a top guy on one side and a top guy as a sheriff. They're throwing everything at me just like they're throwing it at our president. So I'm back. And if some people don't like it, that's tough. I've been sheriff 24 years, the longest in the history of Maricopa County. And I get zapped after 8 years going after me. I've had 2 parking tickets in my life. And I have to sit for 8 days in a defense table and listen to the judge on a contempt of court where everybody in that courtroom knew they didn't have a case. The other judge that really went after me and flipped it into contempt because he could not get me on any criminal charge, put aside $500,000 to pay anybody they advertise in Mexico that will come forward and say, we were held too long, stopped by our Pios guys. I think a handful have come through. When you have millions of people in Mexico, in this country, they can find a handful of people to come forward and say they want some money? Come on. Even people lying would come forward to rip off the government. So, you know, I get a little agitated when I see this whole story, and I have a request into the Justice Department to look at this whole scenario. Well, they still haven't. Sessions had it at first. Still up there. And I'm the type of guy that can take the heat. If I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong. But when you're trying to do your job and you got everybody going after you, I'm not even talking about the threats. I don't care. When I travel by myself. I can take care of myself. But when you look at all this, how do you get the word out? It's impossible. Impossible. Another thing, they hit me on the birth certificate. Everybody says, don't talk about it. Nobody will look at it. Okay, I finished it after 5 years, and now it's up to somebody else to do something about it. But nobody wants to touch it. No way. I can't believe this one. Every media that I'm the crazy guy, it's fake. Why don't they come into my office and go through all the evidence I have? Nobody wants to look at it. So, you know, in my later years, I'm getting a little excited and want some of these matters cleared up. And I think as the sheriff, again, with a gun and badge, I think I can do a lot to turn this problem around in Maricopa County especially.
Sheriff, when is the election and what can the listeners do to support you? And listeners not just in Arizona but out of state or even around the world.
I got a Republican primary. My chief deputy announced he's running, but who cares? I'm going to win the Republican primary. Then I get into the tough one. Yeah, it may be tough. It may not. This guy's running again. He's got all the open border people, everybody supporting them, and kind of worry about this state going Democrat. So we have to fight, not just for me, we have to fight for the Senate race, which, by the way, I entered that race late and I didn't have much time, but I did run in that Republican primary. Of course, a fix was in. Everybody says, hey, enjoy the rest of your life. Retire, go play golf. I'm not retiring, and I don't play golf. So that's the way it is.
How could listeners help you out, Sheriff, to get you back into that office?
Well, if they know people here, that's why I've talked to thousands and thousands of media around the world. And I did it for a reason, not to get my name in the paper. I've had Rome here last month. They keep coming. But I do it because when they have relatives here, those relatives vote. But that's not the main reason. I want everybody to know you come to Maricopa County, you better be good. A lot of tourists come here, and that's my message. And then I have to raise money to counteract the millions that they're going to go against me. So if anybody wants to go to arpaioforsheriff.com, maybe they can donate. Yeah, I have a Twitter, The Real Sheriff Joe, and then I have a Facebook, that's building up now. And the Facebook was important because I think we almost have 1 million. And a lot of those people, high percentage, begged me to run again. And of course, as I travel around, and it's amazing. People come up to me, Hispanics come up to me. They all want my picture. I know they're not going to vote for me, but I tell them, hey, put it on the web. Or if you sell it, it's 99 cents plus tax. So I know. But it's great. I love people and I love minorities. And I just tough to relate with all this heat going on. So I'm going to give it a shot in that regard. But I'm going to say it again. I'm out to win. I'm going for broke. Not taking any prisoners. So I'm going to get to my seventh term, and that'll be 28 years. Get that office back for the good of the people of this country.
Excellent.
And we're going to turn this thing around. It's been destroyed in the last 3 years.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at your Facebook page here, Sheriff. 666,142 people like your page. And they've got a bunch of videos with that jackass Lopez. And it looks like you had lunch with, I think that looks like Ted Nugent. I can't tell for sure.
Yeah, he was here. He's my buddy. Every time he comes, we have dinner, usually at a Mexican restaurant.
Nice, nice. Well,
close friend of mine.
Well, folks, so, you know the web addresses to go to. You know what to do. Let's get Sheriff Joe back into the office where he belongs and let him get to work. Let him continue his job of cleaning up the mess in Maricopa County, Arizona.
Let me say one thing, please. I don't look at you guys as my public relations arm. I look at you guys to try tell the truth. And you can't say that for other news media. You know, sometimes you make derogatory remarks. I just got blasted by the news media when you interviewed me and they said something to do with Jewish and all that. I don't go around checking articles you guys write. You call me, I talk. So just now they bring that back on the Jewish because you guys try to tell it like it is. I mean, if it happens to be something with the Jewish people, okay, but why can't it's freedom of press? So we need more outlets like you, believe me, that will tell it like it is, whether it's controversial. But all the media, they seem to be in bed with certain people and they have their agenda. Never seen anything like it. I've been dealing with the media for 55 years, but this has gone too far. So I want to thank your publication, at least for speaking out. Whether people agree, whether I agree, it doesn't matter. You're getting the story out. The power of the press is very, very powerful, as you know. They can sway elections, and whether you have a mass shooting, and they talk about it, which is okay, but it's always dramatic, and then it becomes political on gun violence, and everything seems to be political these days because they hate the president and other people. That's sad. Really sad.
You're right, Sheriff. And it is political. And it's disgusting what's happening here in the United States, this once great nation. And I, of course, appreciate your kind words about American Free Press and the matter that you alluded to, Jewish this, Jewish that. It has to do with anyone who writes articles or produces information that's critical of the state of Israel is called an anti-Semite, and then they pull out their machine to squash you. That's why you don't see criticism of Israel in the mainstream media. So American Free Press is fair. They will criticize anyone. It doesn't matter who they are, and that's why they go after us, the pro-Israel groups, and that's why they went after you for talking to us. But like you said, you don't care.
Hey,
you don't look at what...
doesn't bother me. I'll talk to you. I'm talking to you now.
Right.
They'll probably blast me for talking to you. I have a right to talk to you.
Did we once mention anything about Jews in this entire interview besides what you brought up? No.
I brought it up only as an example.
Right. I don't
go after you. And they're going after me, too, because I happen to talk to you guys. Why don't they use that for every other news media when you talk to the news media?
Exactly.
That's slanted.
Exactly.
Blast
so
everybody.
It doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but they'll want to hurt you and hurt us and prevent your message from going out, and that's what they do, and you're right. They're too powerful. They have too much of a lock, and they can sway people, and they do. Sheriff Joe, I'm always looking forward to speaking to you again real soon.
Well, anytime. I'll be fighting. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.